Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, where you'll find the perfect blend of food, fun, and cooking knowledge. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Welcome to the number one food podcast in the country. We're recording on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive, and I get to eat it. First things first, last week we had sports legend and businessman, the Bo Jackson, on the show. And what a great episode it was. That it is. I'm looking for critiques on how the interview went. Go listen, then hit me up on that IGDM. Slide right in. At Walk and Talk Show. Here's a giant shout out to our dear friend, Patrick Kelly, of the Produce Industry Podcast, for hooking us up with Bo and giving Team Walk and Talk the VIP treatment on his inaugural networking event on a badass yacht. Oh my God, it was fun. We had such a blast. There's pictures. You got to go check that out on the socials. He's going to be on the show soon as well to talk about it. All right, so what the hell is a Reuben pizza, you might ask yourself? Nah, who would ever ask that? Well, me, until I saw it, and then I fell in foodie love. Just wait for the yummy, yummy description. Thank you, Peninsula Food Service, for supplying the proteins for today's Productione chefs in the Central Florida area. Peninsula is the largest distributor of Creekstone Farms beef in the Southeast United States. It is complete with a fully staffed butcher shop to help solve your kitchen inconsistencies. Check out their dry age program, too. All right, this week's guest is Walk and Talk Media contributor Amy Drew Thompson. She's been published in the New York Times, USA Today, and the Orlando Sentinel. She is a foodie in the Central Florida food industry. No, and she's telling you where some of the best 3 burger joints in Orlando are. Stay tuned. Amy Drew is on deck. Jeff, pop the clutch, baby. Let's roll.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those good days. So we've got, Pie Day. And then we
What'd
have
you
Pie Day, and then we've got St. Patrick's Day, and at the end of the month, we've got Easter. So I wanted to showcase some of the foods that
people will be eating or have eaten. So one of those things you mentioned was the Reuben pizza. Everyone's going to have a little bit of corned beef left over.
Hard to even imagine this.
Right. But here's the thing. I don't know why more people are not smoking corned beef than boiling corned beef. Because let me tell you something. There's like a whole next level. I've smoked corned beef before, but I forgot how great it is. More people need to be smoking corned beef. Definitely.
Well, just for the listeners, okay. First of all, it's Friday, okay. Normally we're posting.
I got a text yesterday. Where's the podcast?
Yeah, seriously. So, by the way, that's absolutely all Jeffrey's fault. Okay, 100%. You know, he's wearing that chain of burden around his neck. And then because of that, now we didn't get to cook yet. Okay, so I don't even know what this is going to be. I'm super excited. I'm stoked. Amy Drew's here, and we got a lot to talk about. But anyway, give us some description here. I don't even know what to say right now.
So the corned beef Reuben, basically you have sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, grilled rye bread, Swiss cheese. Just take it, roll your pizza dough out, or get your favorite pizza dough. You could do one of two things: make an aioli using mustard and mayonnaise. But there's a certain individual, Silent John, that doesn't like mayonnaise. So we're just going to do a spicy brown mustard on there. That's going to be the base with a little melted butter on the dough itself. Pop the cheese on top, then the sliced very thin or shredded corned beef. Put it in your oven or your pizza oven. Or a pizza stone, get it nice and caramelized. And then what I did was I didn't do the sauerkraut because obviously it's got sauerkraut to it. I actually charred right on the coals, the firewood, the cabbage. And what's great about cabbage is as it chars, the inside or the interior of it, because the outer layer is actually steaming. So all you have to do is peel that off and you have this wonderful, decadent, crunchy, but like blanched cabbage, but it adds another level of flavor and texture because it's got that beautiful smoke to it and the char. So it adds flavor. So that goes on top and you just cut it like a pizza and eat it. You can do it with an empanada. You can do it with pot sticker shells. There's so many different vessels that, or even spring rolls, or even egg rolls. So there's so many different vessels that you can utilize with different cultures. Samosa, as I keep on thinking about it, pierogies. So you just take what you want and put the filling in, and then you go. The other ones we went with, obviously Easter's around the corner, so I wanted to showcase some rack of lamb with pistachio. What I did with those is I sliced those down, and I do like a reverse sear with some of the chefs who are doing cryogenic ice bath with taking steak, freezing it, smoking it, then doing a reverse sear. So I don't have a cryo. I don't have liquid nitrogen at my house or anywhere where I can do this. So what I do is I freeze the loins, throw them into the freezer. Next day, get up, put it on the smoker. I'm able to smoke it for more than 20 minutes because it's still frozen. So it's still mid-rare, but it inhibits that flavor of smoke. That I'll do with some different showcasing of different products in there. And then the lamb shank. Oh, man, I had that for dinner because I had two of them. And I did an ouzu miso glaze on top. So it's got a lot of flavor. Put it in the sauce. So that's got to come out too as well. And then lastly, I'm just going to do a presentation of a beautiful cabbage, carrots, but it's going to be pureed. And the potatoes are going to be crunch. So I wanted to look at things of texture. So we have the charred cabbage. We have the beautiful smoked corned beef. The carrots that are not mush, but they're pureed. And then the crunch from the roasted potatoes. And I wanted to showcase how different food can come and be. I think that's important. And this guy to my right kind of taught me that. Because you got to have color. You got to have contrast. You have to have flavor. But then you also have to have crunch, textures, flavors, mush, that kind of thing.
And so, the guy to your right, of course, is John.
Right. Silent John.
Right. So I don't know if I like the way the setup is today. You know,
it's
like
reversed.
It's reversed.
Because you usually are all like in a food coma.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now I'm actually hungry. I'm hangry.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. You know what I mean?
A little.
Somebody, yeah, thank God.
Just this morning?
Well, I've been carrying it around.
Manishla Laila Hazeh. In translation, why is this night any different from any other night?
I guess you're right. So, whatever you said. Would you call me? All right, so, but... thank goodness Thank goodness.
Amy bought fudge.
Stop circumventing me.
I brought fudge. You can eat that.
Look at you both. Just
you're damn right.
You just took the dump truck and ran right over me and back reversed it. Okay. The fudge was homemade by the Amy Drew Thompson.
I never made it before.
And she's never done it. And it was freaking delicious. And welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right.
I'm over-caffeinated and happy.
All right. We love it. And we love our second to third co-host today.
I love that. Yeah.
The governor.
The governor.
The mayor. The table. My dog is here, and it was really nice of you guys to let me bring him.
Mayor Finn, again.
Yeah, he is. He's just chill. He's laying down. His head's down. He's just relaxing under the table.
Yeah, we're
dog casting today.
Yeah, we're dog casting today. We're pro puppies. Okay.
Not my puppy.
Yours. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You still have all five.
I have all five, but I have a
little Nick.
Yeah.
He walked in holding something and the dog thought it was food.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
Mm-hmm, it sure did.
Not with my dog.
Yeah.
He's pretty, he'll look at you and be like, hey, can you drop some of that down?
I felt like
pretty chill.
I felt like
a piece of meat
in the ocean and I got hit by a hammerhead or something like that. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So, a Poppy smash burger.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the IG.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, I'm going to let you get into like who, you know, you put an article out, Orlando Sentinel. I'm going to let you talk about it, but I just have to say, like, just scrolling through that first one,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking we're going to pack up early today. We're not even going to cook. You know what? All that stuff you said, you're out, man. Poppy's in, you're out.
So okay? you got an hour and a half drive. You're going to be really hungry.
imagine me then. All right. So what do you got?
Well, I would like to dovetail onto the smoked corned beef thing, because St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And today, there's a piece out in the paper about some creative corned beef ideas. And one of them is a smoked corned beef that a guy in Oviedo is doing, Jason Brock from Brock's Florida Barbecue. It's a food truck, but he recently kind of found a permanent home at the Oviedo Food Factory food hall. Cool. And so he's sort of like a permanent fixture there, and you order through the bar, and he's doing a special Friday, Saturday, Sunday smoked corned beef. And he does some phenomenal, his truck is normally amazing, and he does some creative stuff. He does like a citrus mojo pork chop. He does some really good things. But this weekend he's doing a smoked corned beef for St. Patrick's Day with a beer braised cabbage and sausage, because it's a barbecue truck and one kind of meat is not enough.
Exactly.
So you get sausage on the side of your corned beef and some other really good stuff. And of course the regular menu will still be there if you don't feel like having the corned beef, but I don't know why you wouldn't. And that'll be in limited amounts for the next 3 days until close. And it's good stuff.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
You know, it's funny, you made me remember when you get to the stall on a brisket, you usually wrap it, butcher paper, go inside and continue cooking. So what I did was I actually took it, put it into a foil pan and took some beer and actually finished the process off of the cooking of the corned beef in beer. So it was braised in the beer.
Nice.
So not the cabbage, but it was braised in the beer. And you really took the salt level down a little bit. So yeah, the beer is definitely where it's at.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And they've got, you know, at the food factory, it's right there in the bar. So you've got a full bar there for all your St. Patrick's Day needs.
Wow.
And I think the plate is 22 for the plate. Big plate, corned beef, cabbage, sausage, and another side that I'm not remembering completely, but it's there.
It's not cheap. That's for sure.
No.
I mean, the food costs are not cheap.
No, and that takes a little bit of labor to get it that way.
Right.
So, you know.
Oh, 100%. Definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's what I'm thinking. At some point, very soon,
we need to do a field trip. We need to grab Amy Drew.
So I'm already, yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm already saying yes to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, we can even do something really cool, or rent a bus, a few other friends, maybe some other social media folks that we're friendly with, and go do like something really big.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Right?
Sounds fun.
Like a food tour?
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. So if I don't have to cook, I'm in. What do you mean?
I love to cook, but I also love to not cook.
I love to cook.
That's the thing with people who cook.
I like to experience the food.
Yeah, well, when you're doing all the prep and you're doing all the cleanup and you're doing all the work in between those two things, sometimes it's really nice to just be like, we could order pizza.
I mean, preach. I'm always down for that too. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, pizza.
All right, so back to the article.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay. Burgers. Mm-hmm. This article comes on the heels of the Foodie Awards, and this year Orlando Sentinel is doing them differently. Normally in the past, for the past 27 years or something like that, four of which I've been with the paper, they do it all at once. And it's like, I don't know what it was in the beginning, but by the time I got here, it was like 50 categories, 300 restaurants. If you include my number one pick plus two runners up, it's 300 restaurants. And the runners up would just really get kind of a little bit of a mention and their name and address. And this year we decided to mix it up and break it out into something quarterly. So it's easier to digest, no pun intended or pun intended. And it would allow the, you know, other restaurants named, because it's really, it's hard. This is the hardest thing that I do, to pick the best burger in a city. I mean, A, so subjective. My best, your best, his best, her best. It's all different. And there's 100 burgers that are amazing in the city, probably more. So this was a really nice way to let everybody shine and kind of not. So the number one pick this year was Primrose Lane's really good OKC smash burger, double patty, onions, American cheese, a nice little salute to Chef Jason Campbell's time out in Oklahoma City. But it's a very classic, can't go wrong, you know, pickles, the house pickles. They put ginger at the pickles there, man. I say this every time. They should sell those in the pro shop by the jar at Primrose Lane's. They're so good, but they're gingery. So it's got that snappy, bright in the middle of all that fat, which is a lot of fat. So it's really nice. So that was the number one pick, but these other burgers are just as award worthy. So I wanted to be able to let them shine.
There are thousands of restaurants in Orlando.
Yeah. Thousands.
Yeah. It's a daunting task.
Yeah. And I have not been to them all.
Right. But you know, but this is a task worthy of the best. And that's why you're doing it. I mean, the truth is, I should be part of this. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there.
You yeah, should.
I,
come
I,
on.
I should be part of this.
Come on out.
I could see you be like the guy at Wonka, the police chief. I don't know if you saw that movie. You started out really thin. He's up to 150 boxes of chocolate in the middle of the movie. You gained like 400 pounds.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, well, no, if you do that with Amy, you will be.
You've been around
for. You just have to not finish things and work out. That's what you have to do. But yeah. It is not easy. Weight maintenance is not easy. It's a full-time job.
Do you know, my grandparents were in the Depression. There's no not finishing. You have to finish.
They're starving children in Ethiopia.
Whatever. I remember the first time when I was a teenager and I was like, well, send it to them. You know what I mean?
I was 9 when I told my mom that.
Yeah, and then my teeth grew back. It was a whole.
Yeah. I always finished.
Yeah.
So nobody ever gave me any lip.
My goodness.
But here's the thing about burgers.
I had to train myself to not finish everything on my plate.
Here's the thing about burgers. It's on every single menu in the United States, practically. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge, I mean, every menu has a burger on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the burgers now are like $20 a piece.
Yeah. You know, the days have gone by where you can get a $5, $6, $10. Like, I've seen some now that are $18 to $22, and it's just a burger with cheese.
Last year's winner, I believe, the one that I picked as number one, which is still worthy, very different than Chef Jason's Smash Burger, was the burger at Bacon, which, if you get the upgrade, which you should, comes with a giant slab of foie gras on it. And I think that the price tag on that last year was like $37.
It's not that bad.
No. Yeah.
Especially with foie.
It was really good. And it was generous. And it was one of the best. I went there. One of the people who I enjoyed this with was our theater writer, arts writer, Matt Palm. And he still says that that was like the best burger he ever had. So it's tremendous. But these other burgers are so good. And to get into it, up in Sanford, there is a stall at Henry's Depot called Sweet and Salty Island Grinds. They started as a food truck. I reviewed them a couple years ago when they came out during the pandemic. One of my probably, honestly, my favorite chicken sandwich to date they make.
Really?
Yes, but we're not going to talk about that. I'll get into that another time. But they have a burger. They, you know, they do Hawaiian and Filipino food. And they took the Hawaiian plate lunch classic, Loco Moco, and turned it into a smash burger. And I like Loco Moco, but honestly, it's not a favorite. Like, I'd rather have Kalua Pig or something like that when I'm thinking about Hawaiian lunches.
Take a Manapua anytime.
But as a burger, this really works. Gravy, the fried egg on top, the toasty bun. Yeah, it's good stuff. Really good stuff.
Have you?
And he makes this fresh garlic aioli, like with the fresh. And so even under all that stuff, two patties, the egg, the gravy, you're like, where's that garlic coming from? Because it's like, pow, even wow. through all that. So really, really good.
He's drooling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good burger. It's a really good burger. Yeah. It's messy. It is a messy one. If you're one of those people who doesn't like messy food, this one's not for you.
Don't stare at me. I use a fork. That's all.
Yeah, you can do that too. Yeah. But they have so much good food, I would recommend sharing it.
You know? Had me in a trance.
Yeah, I looked over and he was leaning his cheek on the microphone. Yeah.
So excellent burger right there.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
Have you been to, I want to get back to the article.
Okay.
We have what do we have? ADHD, whatever. We have
we're all over the place.
Well, this is the article.
This is
I started with that one.
Oh, beautiful.
I started with that burger.
But have you been to Alex's Fresh Kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know Alex.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
The Mamba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you were going to talk to the Mamba burger. That's good stuff.
Yes. Yes.
What's the strangest burger you've had, but good? Like what's out there?
I don't know. I mean, foie on the burger is it's certainly atypical. I don't really know any. I've never got anyone's backyard barbecue and have them throw that on there.
Come on over.
Poppy Smash, which was the one that you were eyeballing.
Wow.
Yeah, Poppy Smash Burger, downtown Orlando, Latin style. The chef there, Chris Hernandez, it's sort of an homage to his dad who loved to cook. But no matter what his dad cooked, it would be Latin food. Like, his dad would make lasagna, but it would somehow be...
flavored.
Be like Latin flavor, like every single thing
chorizo.
That he would make. Right, exactly.
Chorizo instead of beef, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So the whole idea...
sofrito instead of tomato sauce.
Yes, exactly. Everything was like sazon, even though it was supposed to be an Italian dish, whatever. So everything his dad would make...
it's all Latin.
...would end up like Latin food. So this is sort of his little... wonderful homage to his dad, and the burgers are all have Latin style, and they have some funky ones there that have maduros and chimichurri and really good stuff on it, and they're all really good. You know, yuca fries with like just smushed on there, good stuff.
I love all that. I used to when I was in Miami. I was in my 30s. I was living on the beach. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was living there in my 30s too.
It was so great.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it really
was. I was there for 6 years. It was fun.
You know, the building I lived in was like this, it was a hotel condo. So there was always people coming and going. It was really fun. A lot of high energy. But down in the downstairs, there was this little cafeteria, you know, it wasn't like a restaurant. It was just literally a place where you can get a cafe con leche, a Cuban sandwich, stuff like that. And it was as legit as you could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And just going down there and having that whole Miami vibe. Yeah, I'll have a cortadito, or I'll, you know, or the Cuban coffee or the whatever.
Roll into La Carreta.
Yeah.
This, you know, just this was like you're on Candle Drive. Oh, I need a coffee.
See, I need a coffee. You see, La Carreta does a great job. But like a little hole in the wall place like this.
100%.
10 times better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the feel and the vibe. Man, I miss that so much.
The beauty of it, though, is I think is that whether it's a place like that or a La Carreta, you can just roll up and there's a window.
Yes.
You know, like there's the window. It's just, it's so tropical. It's so Cuban, Caribbean, just the vibe to be able to roll up to the window, get a cup of coffee.
And split.
You know, get a pastelito, lean out because you can't eat it standing up because it'll end up all over you. You know, don't bring it in the car.
Yeah. Never bring it in the car.
Oh my right? God.
Wow. So speaking of that and that whole Latin vibe, this poppy thing is like, when are we going? Like, seriously. You should, while we're talking, you, sir, should look up the Instagram.
Okay.
And just gaze upon the gorgeousness and eatability of what's on it.
Yeah, they're lovely. And it's a burger joint that's, you know, and it's one of those really nice places. It's downtown. It's kind of in the middle of a lot of the bars and things that I don't necessarily do at 2 a.m. anymore. But there's plenty of people and this is some good mop-up food.
Anymore.
But you can go, yeah, well, I mean, you know, I had my day.
Right. Yeah, so where...
I do my drinking early now. I start early, I finish early.
Yeah, right. Everything has to be lunchtime now.
I'm on the early bird special happy hour.
Yeah. Her plan. Early bird, I'm in bed by 8. It's the way it
I'm
works.
Not that bad, but.
No? So those are your top. So out of those three, are you allowed to say that you have a...
I don't. It would really just depend on what I'm in the mood for. And we should talk about the third one too, because they have, like Poppy Smash, you know, Sweet and Salty has the burger. That's their burger and it's amazing. Poppy Smash does burgers. The classic in Thornton Park is sort of like Pub Grub Central. So they have all kinds of different things. They are attached to Burton's Bar, which is a, you know, really old neighborhood bar in Thornton Park in Orlando. They do the food. You know, you can just go get food if you want, but they do the food for the bar there and they have phenomenal burgers. And their basic cheeseburger is wonderful, but they do these crazy weekly specials that are nuts. And they've been doing this for about a year. I don't think they've repeated one yet. And although Brian, the chef there, he's thinking about maybe at the end of the year doing like a greatest hits week or something, like the most popular of the special burgers, maybe doing them for a week at the end of the year. And they do some really good taco inspired burgers, patty melt style on bread, you know, double patty, single patty, all different stuff. Cajun inspired burgers.
If he
blue
does
cheese
that,
smothered burgers, you know, all kinds of stuff.
If Brian does that, are you going to cover it?
I'll definitely eat it. I don't know what'll be going on. It's news. It's the news industry. So I never exactly know what's going to happen. I always go into these things with the best of intent. And sometimes a story that I planned on doing in February doesn't get done until July because things keep bumping it.
You know, there's something, there's a show called the Walk and Talk that could do something, maybe take a field trip there.
Yeah.
And cover it.
You should come to Orlando, showcase the amazing things that are going on in Orlando. This is what I want. More ambassadors. Join me. Join me in promoting the wonderful small businesses and cooks in our city.
The more you know, I feel like it's a, like an 80s, you know, commercial, whatever.
Yeah, I can't do it all. Like, I'm one person.
Like the Reading Rainbow, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should I sing it? No,
I'm not. No, don't.
Okay, no. Reading
for the
Rainbow.
Love. All right, okay.
So, yeah, burgers. No. And that's just three places.
No, the reason why I asked about the strangest ones, because there's a buddy of mine in Palm Beach. He owns Meat Tap Room. It's a dot in between each one, George Patty. Mm-hmm. And that boy, he comes up with some of the strangest things. He's got one where it has peanut butter and like a jam on it. He's got onions. He has one that's like the one that I just saw from Poppy's. It's like you have to dislocate your jaw to put it in your mouth.
There is a place in town called Badass's Burgers from
that's
the
where
same
I wanna go.
chef who did Badass Sandwich, John Collazo. If you're listening, hey, John. I just covered a burger of his for a peanut butter related article. He does a special. First of all, his burgers are, they're badass. I mean, it's right there in the name. Australian Wagyu, build your own. He has some chef selections, but you can build your own. He has all these incredible toppings. You can get something basic that isn't crazy. You could also make something that's over $20 easily. But it's up to you. He has a special called the Presley.
Peanut butter, banana.
Caramelized. He brûléed banana and a house made peanut butter sauce and bacon, I think, is on it.
It has to be.
And it is nuts.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. Yeah, it's a great place. That's another one. Easily could have been in this roundup, was in the roundup last year, you know? And it's no less good than it was last year. It's just, you know, I just want everybody to get a turn,
right?
Because they're all so good.
And it's funny because you mentioned burgers are subjective, just like cookies and brownies, right?
Sure.
It's the meat block that I look for. It's the chew. It's not like, I know everybody got into this huge trip about brisket, short rib, and chuck. And I just find that to be chewy. You know, there's got to be ground right.
And some people like the smash burger. Some people want something that you can cook to temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're all out there.
I mean,
the crunchy bits on the smash burgers.
Yeah, the little edges.
Smash burgers, really, it's where it's at. That's where you want to be. With that said, I'm all about like your traditional big, thick, fat, you know, just something you pick up, you know, the chopped meat you pick up.
It's juicy because it's medium rare.
Medium rare.
If it gets cheese. Medium rare.
Yeah, if you even get that far and you just enjoy the hell out of it. I don't know.
Yeah, they're all good.
I kind of live there.
I think that Poppy, I'm not sure. I think Poppy Smash they use a Creekstone Wagyu tallow, maybe. They do some kind of a real, and that's what they cook it in, and the bun gets cooked in that, and it's all good.
Tallow's the way to go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If I got it wrong, I'm sorry. I'm close. Tallow, there's some very good chefy things going on there. Read the article.
Tallow is what McDonald's used to cook their french fries in.
Right.
Couldn't have it if you were vegan. They don't do that anymore. They went to a high oleic acid fryer oil. But yeah, that tallow is fantastic. Especially a ribeye.
You know, while...
That's my fave.
Orlando is such a fun place. It's like a 2-hour drive for me. So
I'm over in Tampa all the time.
Yeah, it's but great. I want to go to these places.
Once a month on Thursday,
come
at least.
Come on over.
We should do
come
it.
Come on over. We can make a regular thing.
Yeah. I mean, we got to get like a walk-a-talk bus. That's what we need.
Okay.
You know?
Like a mystery machine.
Well, so...
There's the new VW bug that's, you know, battery or what do you call it? Electric.
Well, so here, I was just going to say...
It's like 60,000.
Right. So I was just going to say this. Like a friend of mine...
$60,000 VW bug?
No, it's the bug bus.
It's
the old bus, but it's shaped just like it, but it's electric.
I saw it.
So they revamped it. My wife's on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Yeah, paint flowers on the side of that thing and roll on in.
Well, so here's the thing.
Keep me rolling.
Here's what I want. I was neither here nor there on like Tesla, right? Like it's cool. All right, cool. But a buddy of mine got one, and I was like, all right, let me drive this thing. Let me tell you something. What a great driving experience. I wouldn't want to have like a whole house of electric cars, but I would like to have the one and then have like still a combustible engine. You know what I mean? Well, let me tell you something. The drive yourself feature, like where it just automated.
Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, but let me tell you how amazing.
I'm afraid of people using that on the road.
All right, so in my neighborhood, I went about a mile. I went from my house to a pizza place, right? And we did it, you know, hands-free or whatever they call it. And let me tell you something. On the screen, it shows you silhouettes of all the human beings around, cars, whatever, and it navigates... Everything, stop signs, double parked cars, everything, U-turns.
So you said everything. Does it make a hamburger though?
No, but it takes
that's where it's
you.
Missing out.
No, but it takes you to the hamburger.
Maybe I'm old school. I'm not saying that this technology is not incredible. It's incredible.
Incredible.
Legit. However, I like driving.
Me too. Me too. But
it's a thing. Like drive. I love road trips. I like put my arm out the window and my hand on the wheel and
going.
Yeah.
But I don't like I-4.
Well, no. Nobody likes I-4. Come on.
Because it's a 2-hour drive to get. You know,
so instead of a Tesla or a Volkswagen Bug bus, why don't we just do a helicopter?
It's a little out of budget.
Rent a helicopter for the day. It's like $25 over at Orlando.
Just SWAT team into all these burger joints.
I don't know that they're just dropping you off at the front door. You know what I'm saying?
That would look awesome.
It would be great.
Just saying, they'll be like, "Who's that?
Where's arrange that going? An explosion to walk away from?"
That's my fear.
It is Orlando. Anything can happen.
End of our TikTok.
That's kind of my fear of the whole helicopter thing.
Walk away from the explosion without turning around.
Yes. There was
like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that.
Now we're talking my dream.
I just saw a TikTok or some social media where somebody's dad, like just a dad, somewhere out in the like hills or whatever, he did that. He did it himself. Like he slow-mo'd, videoed himself, you know, doing this thing with some, like, I guess it was fuel and fire. Slow motion turn around as he walked away.
And I was like, awesome.
It's like, that's amazing. He's probably in jail. I'm just saying, but it was really cool.
But he's the coolest guy there.
Coolest dad in the whole joint. Yes. My goodness. Okay. So back to reality. It's a 2-hour ride. It's bumper to bumper. I don't have I don't have any automation driving or anything. I have to do it the old school way.
Yeah.
I hate it so much, but I love burgers and food more than I hate I-4 driving.
Same.
Okay. So what we need to do, I would love to, before you leave today, let's put a schedule. Let's actually do a little road trip and go see some of these cats.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And maybe we can cover it in some fashion. I'm not saying bring all the gear, but maybe we can do a little, road trip, a little fun time.
I'm up for it.
You won't have to cook?
That's why I'm up for it.
I want Amy Yee's opinion, maybe Brian's opinion, Fiona. I want to hear from these cats.
Hey, Amy.
Hi. All right, what's next? What's next for you, Amy Drew Thompson?
What's next for me? I don't know. What should we talk about? We've talked about the burgers. We've talked about the corned beef. What do you guys have coming up? I think I'm going to go and I'm not going to name names because I don't like to forecast, but I'm going to hit some breweries this week for a new article that's going on. And that's going to be fun.
I'll talk about some.
Florida breweries.
Right.
You make good beer.
On your side or over here?
In Orlando. But yesterday I had a beer from HOB in Dunedin, the mango Hefeweizen, and it was really good. Not sweet, not too fruity, just a little hint. It was very light, and it went really well with my pizza for pie day.
Ooh.
I had pizza for pie day. Did y'all have pie of some sort?
Every day.
Every day. He's Italian, so of course.
Yeah. Did you have any pizza yesterday? Did you have any pie?
No, I was actually experimenting yesterday, so I saved the pie for today.
Was that like peyote? No.
No. That was some other stuff.
That was another thing?
Yeah.
All right, so we had, I'm talking to a couple of people right now, talking about farmers, craveable dinner sort of, or mixer sort of events, right? Coming up soon, the opportunity over here on the Tampa side with a brewery. Okay. Well, I'm not going to drop it now. Not all the way, came about, and that was through our boy Pooch.
Okay, Sean.
Sean Pooch. Sean Poochie Pooch Rivera.
Hey, Pooch.
Hey, baby. Something came up with that, and it might be a big deal. And off air, I will share. The other one, I can't drop these yet. But there is an Orlando.
The one we were talking about.
Yeah.
All right. I want to know.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. It'll be at a butcher shop.
But the problem is like we're coming
beer,
into
beer butcher shop.
Meat.
I'm for beer, that. I think for meat all sweats.
I'm thinking the one at the butcher shop, I think, is going to land on a bourbon. It'll have something
bourbon tasting.
Yeah.
Okay, so no beer.
No, you could, yeah, you de- well, you can do beer, bourbon in one
beer
section,
goes beer, nicely or wine, with burgers.
We got to switch. Pizza. But yeah, you don't have to do it all bourbon.
Yeah, we got to talk about it too because there might be wine involved. I don't know, anyway.
All of this sounds great.
It sounds awesome, but here's the cool part about it.
I don't have to cook all of it.
You're going to cook some of it, though. You're never off the hook. I mean,
I don't mind. Listen, I don't mind. I told you, I don't mind doing a course tasting menu with 8 other chefs.
Right. Well, that's the idea. I mean, we have to be if we're doing an event, and you know, we have to represent the WIT. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The walk and talk. We have to.
No.
You're going to have to do a course or two.
I don't mind. I don't mind a course or two. It's the entire menu.
I mean, I want to put on a 20 courser, and it's all you.
No,
I'm kidding.
Make it one person.
20 courses is too many.
And I'm just,
you know what
just
they're going to be? They're going to be like a moosh boosh. Like petty fork.
I still think it's too many.
It is too many, but I want to give.
You forget what you had at the beginning by the end.
And you're there literally the 3-hour tour.
Yes,
what you're all are missing. Too long. You're missing something here. I don't care if anybody shows up. I just want Jeff to cook 20 courses. 20, yeah, that's 20 it. Courses. That's all it's about. It's really just that.
I mean, I do 4 courses every Thursday.
Here I was treating it like he was actually saying something that was really going to happen.
Well, no. The other
ones will happen. Yes. The 20 course.
20 course or no.
9
I was being
course
facetious.
Seems reasonable.
Nine, it's, you know
and
what?
And it's already pushing it. Yeah. Like I've had a couple of, you know, 10, even like omakase, like one bite, you know, if you're eating a bite of rice with most of those things, like that's taken up a lot of real estate.
Yeah. Well, we did
craveable dinner.
Yeah, but so we, last week we had, I mentioned it in the monologue, we had Bo Jackson on the show, which was.
I know what Bo don't know.
There you go. Yeah. I said 100%. So that was
dated
really cool.
Reference.
Totally dated. Like there's like 8 people are like, oh, wow. But then, you know, the night before, you know, we did a dinner for Bo and the rest of the gang. So it was Patrick, Bo, and 10 Acre Marketing and a few other people. It was maybe, what, 10 or 12, 12 folks?
Don't meet Bo Jackson.
It was so cool. But how many, what was it, 5?
5.
5
No,
courses?
6. 6.
6?
6.
Perfect. I think 5 to 6 courses is absolutely perfect. Because you're in, you're out, it's, you know.
There's room for your beverage. There's room for discussion.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're tied in for, you know, 8 hours or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 6th one was definitely the smoked crab that we did in the, no, smoked fish dip in the pani puri.
Ooh, I'm a big fan of smoked fish dip.
That was the most challenging one for me because, you know,
excuse me. It's really a favorite of mine.
But I used to work at Shenanigans in Hollywood and we always talk about it. And, you know, any sports bar you see, it's a plastic melamine bowl, the scoop and poop of the fish dip on there. And then it's got all the accoutrements. How do you make that elevated? So thank God I had dealt with pani puri, which means fried water. And it's these little Indian puffs, semolina.
And then you pour the water in.
Mm-hmm. So this one, the pani is what I used to fill the smoked fish dip. And then I had marasaki peppers that I'm growing in my house. That was on the bottom. And then Marvin at the farm gave me microgreen onion. Perfect. What a perfect little bite.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, but I'm all for the big scoop in the melamine bowl.
So am I. There's a time and a place for it. But when you're serving
crackers and celery and all that good stuff. Yeah, I love it all.
Yeah, we did an edible salad. We did the foghorn leghorn chicken from the craveable dinner. We did a brisket dish with fried collard green.
Nice.
Collard green fritters.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, everywhere in Florida we do fritters, but I looked and nobody did a collard green fritter. I'm like, what? So I did a pate de choux and added bacon.
Did you make that vegan, out of curiosity?
Can you? Yes. But
you didn't, because most people put like ham or something in the collards,
Yeah. Most of the time if I'm doing it vegan, I'm going to do it with smoked sea salt, smoked paprika.
That sounds like it would be great.
Yeah. Or I actually smoke the actual greens.
Collards are nice.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you get them.
We got to like really nail down this recipe thing and getting people on board.
I can do that.
That's, you know, we've kind of been teasing it.
Well, the corned beef one, I think I might put out there because that was easy peasy. It's 5 days of just waiting. Literally 5 days of waiting.
I don't want to wait.
That was what Chef Jason told me. He said the only thing with the corned beef brisket smoking is that it takes a little bit longer because it's been sitting in the brine for like 10 days.
Yeah, it goes between 5 to 7, up to 10 days. And then normally it's 4-hour cook in boiling water. It's a lot longer in smoke.
Yeah.
A lot longer.
He said it's longer than his regular brisket because of that soak.
I will tell you, we did an A9++ Wagyu from Australia for the dinner, and that took 14 hours minimum. And the shrinkage was ridiculous.
I'm hungry.
You know what, Jeff? I'm glad there is you. You know?
We'll wait until you have today's food, so you'll be really happy.
I'm out of here. I'm going to eat cold pizza in the car.
And fudge. Don't forget you're going to have fudge, too.
Yeah, well, fudge, I'm leaving. The fudge started. Is staying with
I
you
I already
guys.
Started on the fudge, which was really great, Amy. Thank you for
Oh,
for
you're welcome.
It.
I never made fudge before.
The way to it's my not heart hard. Is definitely through my stomach.
Fudge is not hard.
Yeah. What's your next article? What should we be looking for?
A brewery-based article. I'm not going to give away the good stuff because beer is good by itself. And what else do I have coming up? I can't forecast, so I'll just say I got a brewery piece coming up.
All right. How's everyone going to find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Amy Drew, AmyDrWo. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me all the time in the Orlando Sentinel, so OrlandoSentinel.com. And come read me. Come hang with me. Join the Let's Eat Orlando Facebook group and join the conversation.
Excellent. Basically, find Amy Drew. As always, love you guys. Amy, thanks for coming out.
Oh my gosh, love it here.
Peninsula Food Service, chefs. You want to upgrade that beef game? Check them out. Let's get them on the Instagram. Peninsula_ what is it?
No, check out the new website.
Oh my goodness! Oh my god! Get on the website. Go check us out. We are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.